On a street corner long enough, you get to know the natives. I'd been hanging out here every day. We're talking every single freaking day. For 10 years. Every day at 5 o'clock, whether it's raining, blistering hot, freezing, snowing, wind blowing, whatever. Every day from 5 to 5:30, I was here. And like, why? Such a good question. One that I ask myself 100 times every day when I pretend not to notice what time it is, when really, it's ticking in my head, down to the minute. Like a bomb I keep playing with, every day. One that I actually want to explode. Because if it did, maybe this time, I really wouldn't go. So why do I keep doing it? The answer's always the same. Because they ask me to. My parents. And you know, I can remember just about every face I've ever seen. I'm like a super recognizer. I should work for the government. I'm not kidding. Not this government, obvs. But some government somewhere. Anyhow, a million faces, good, bad, and ugly, locked away in my mind vault. And yet, I don't remember them. Mom and Dad. I remember my father's hands standing me on this street corner. For some reason, I feel like we were afraid. I could feel a tremor in his fingers, tight in mine. I think I remember this so clearly because my hands were clean and haven't been since then. One of them said, "It's 5 o'clock now. Stay here for half an hour till your watch says 5:30. A friend of ours will come get you, or we'll be back. Promise." I don't remember the voice, whether it was soft and warm, or harsh or desperate or whispered. I don't even know if it was my mom or dad that said it. I lost my watch years ago. Actually, it got broken in a fight. Along with my nose. That time. Other things have been broken and bruised since then, and I've got the scars to prove it. The one thing that hasn't broken yet is my spirit. But a few more days of keeping this lonely watch on this crap corner might do it. My parents' muted voices, the fogged out faces, that was 10 years ago. No friend ever came. My parents never came back. Remembering that makes me laugh at myself. What kind of a pathetic idiot waits on the same corner every day from 5 to 5:30 for their whole life? Or at least 10 years of it? The biggest idiot in the world. This was the last, very, very last time. Part 1. Chapter 1. 5:12. Splat. I winced and jerked as something wet and gushy exploded on the wall right next to my head. Ick. I wiped rotten onion off my forehead, its sharp, rancid odor making my nostrils twitch and my eyes tear up. Oh, goddammit, not today. Instinctively, I dropped into a crouch just as a bullet ricocheted off the wall where my head had been. I immediately straightened, eyes easily finding Tony Two Toes and Rachelli.
"This is our corner, bitch," Rachelli said. "You keep trespassing."
"Yeah, girls are annoying like that, right?" I asked, sounding bored.
Whoosh.
Tony Two Toes swung his gun butt right at my head with enough force to crack my skull, if he'd managed to make contact. Instead, I leaned way to my right and the gun smashed into the building wall, cracking old plaster and stone and sending chips flying. "The thing about you," I said, "is you're so goddamn slow." With that, I jumped straight up into the air, 9-10 feet, then pivoted and pushed my feet off the building, sending me out into the middle of the street. From there, I took a run at Rachelli, landing with a big leap, my worn-out boots almost touching his extremely expensive sneakers. Stolen, no doubt. I chopped the back of his knee with the flat of my hand and his muscles gave out under the pressure. He buckled, and I grabbed the gun from him. Backing up quickly, I flicked the safety off and waved the gun at each of them. "Careful, shitheels. Do not piss me off today," I snarled. "And if you're going to throw food at me, make it something fresh. I prefer..."